This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to hour number two of Radio Law Talk here on Saturday, September 30th, 2023. Good heavens. After today, 2023, we'll be three-fourths of the way done. Did I calculate that? Yeah, we finished 9 months, 9 out of 12. That's three-fourths, right?
Yeah, Q4 starts, right?
Yes. I mean, that is just amazing. That voice you heard there, that was not Denise Dirks. For those of you that, you know, wondered if, you know, maybe she woke up with a frog in her throat. Did he start smoking? No, that's Garrett Penny. Garrett, thanks for being here today.
Happy to be here for hour two.
And then we got Cal Hunter.
Hello.
Cal is economy of words there. Hello.
Yeah. Hello and what? Those are my, yeah.
You know, in the first hour, we'll get to case or no case. I think I may. Denise does the scorekeeping, but I think I was only 4 points away from being at 50.
Yeah, I think you won again, which means you're due, what is that, 5 meals you're owed now?
I think three or four. I think it's four. I'm owed 4 meals.
And they won't pay up.
Let's go get a steak after the show.
My
Garrett will pay.
Look, I've told them, listen, I'm cheap. You can give me a TV dinner. That'll count as a meal.
They'll give me something.
Yeah.
I want that $3.
But in the first hour, we're talking about just a little bit. Before we did case or no case, we talked a little bit about undergraduate and preparing to go to law school and what have you. And Garrett, you mentioned something interesting. You said you were a foreign language major.
Yep.
And you made a comment. It's true. It doesn't matter what you get your 4-year degree in. You just have to have a bachelor's degree to go to an ABA accredited law school.
True.
American Bar Association accredited law school, but now that you have been in practicing law for 4 years, if you look back on it, can you think of anything that, look, if I was just starting out and didn't already have the ability to speak a foreign language, which enabled me to get a bunch of credit hours of A and I got my degree quicker, which is what I did with Japanese. I did the exact same thing.
Yeah.
I already spoke it, so majoring in Japanese was a no-brainer for me because I needed that degree so that I could get to law school as quickly as I could. But looking back on it, is there anything you could think of that you, if I had to pick a major, what's a major that would have really helped me prepare for not only law school, but the practice of law?
I could say a couple of things. My understanding of the admissions process in law school is they say they want diversity, different kinds of thoughts and opinions and this and X, Y, and Z. I think it comes down to probably 75% of their criteria is, one, your grades, your GPA, and two, your LSAT.
Yeah.
So that directly correlates into what you study. So I would recommend to anyone something you like, so you enjoy your undergrad, you enjoy school, and you're going to get better grades. Because that lends itself to diversity. If everyone does political science, that gets really boring in law school. But if you get an accountant, a political science, you Spanish and philosophy, you're going to have really interesting conversations and points of view when it comes to these laws and who's at fault and who committed the crime. So things like knowing grammar is really helpful.
Yes.
Knowing how to write. But even though you take English classes, legal writing is completely different. So knowing grammar is probably the best thing that could help you. Being articulate, public speaking would be helpful. Computer classes, knowing your technology. But I think it comes down to getting into law school, pick something you like, get good grades, and study hard for the LSAT.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, one of the things that you have to keep in mind is that when you finish law school, unless you hang out your own shingle, and I'll talk about it in a second, you're going to be working in an environment with other people.
Yep.
And yeah, you're all there because of the law, but you're also spending far more than 8 hours a day, far more than 40 hours a week with a very small group of people, and it's nice if you can spend that amount of time with somebody that has more things that they can talk about than just the elements of a cause of action or the offense.
Yeah.
That you can, you know, we can talk about sports. We can talk about this. We can talk about that. You can bring, look, if everybody majored in the same thing, that would be difficult in a law firm setting when you're dealing with a problem that requires some sort of experience outside the realm of that specific issue. Right?
Yeah. Or even communicating with clients, right? I mean,
yeah.
We become friends with a lot of our clients. It's not strictly all business. It's, hey, how are you doing? How's your cat? You know, what's going on? You know, you get interested in their lives, and that helps you sell their case, really.
Yeah.
Because if you know about them, you know how, you know, in our area specifically, you know how the injuries have affected their lives. But if you don't know about the life, you can't argue that.
Exactly. I think that it also depends on the type of law you want to practice. For example, here's a tip for you. If you want to be a patent lawyer,
different story.
You had better pick a degree in the sciences because you kind of need that in order to take the patent bar. Right?
Yes, very much so.
If you think ultimately that if you're just the entrepreneurial type and you want to be in business for yourself, it might be a good idea if you had some sort of business acumen, training, and understanding those things. Accounting, for example.
Yep.
What did I hear? That like Spanish is the language of love. And Italian is some sort of romantic language.
Food or something.
You know, accounting is the language of business.
Yeah. You've got to know the basic languages of society. Reading, literacy, math. I mean, you've got to know how to communicate about a lot of different things, don't you? Because these things come up on your cases. And you've got to be smart enough to work your way around and figure it out.
Well, and if you're going to work contractual, you know, work at the big firms, you got to know business. You got to know due diligence. You got to understand how a business works and what an LLC is versus an S-Corp and regular corporation. You got to understand that to be able to write a contract for them.
Exactly. And guess what? They're not going to teach that in law school.
Very minimal.
You either got to get it through the school of hard knocks, through your own experience, or take care of it in your undergraduate work.
Yeah, you know, at least get a foundation for it.
Yeah, yeah. Cal, but yeah, that has nothing to do with case or no case.
No, not really.
Maybe, I don't know. Well, you can get a set up here.
Yeah, I mean, this happened to me one time, but it was a windshield. This is a story of a guy in Wisconsin who's got a brand new Camaro. New car, loved the car, driving home, you know, had it for 3 or 4 weeks. And a gravel truck comes off of a side road and showers his brand new car with rocks. And the driver keeps going. So he had to try to figure out what he could do to get his new car with a very expensive paint job fixed and painted, and he didn't want to turn an insurance claim and pay it himself and have it ding his insurance rates. So that's what we'll talk about on case or no case. What's the answer there? What can the guy do?
You know? I mean, this happens
daily.
Word to the wise, if you are following a truck that is going to and from construction, don't follow closely or try to get another car in front of you, you know?
Even then, I mean, they can sometimes go over. So
it can't. Just give them a
couple-mile head start.
A little buffer zone, because that kind of stuff happens. And sometimes the stuff that comes off trucks on the road, I picked up my son from school the other day, and we left there, got out on the freeway. I was a mile down the road and still running over stuff that was hauled off by trucks from that construction zone.
But
we'll get to the facts of that case or no case, and then we'll get to our answers when we come back from break.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk on your great local radio station. We thank you for that. Also on RadioLawTalk.com, where you can hear all past episodes indexed by topic, free anytime you want. Just go there, log on, and listen up. Nothing to it. We'll be back. This is Radio Law Talk.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
All up. advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Cool Cut Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this better shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. You're happy looking sharper. Come on.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
How is your car payment?
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had your dolls.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
All right, we are back, and Cal gave us a little Law teaser Talk about the case or no case and what could be a hazard of following a truck that was going to or coming from, probably coming from, yeah, going to or coming from a construction site. But Cal, go ahead and set us up.
All right, here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yeah!
Joe Trueblood, Appleton, Wisconsin, was driving his brand new Camaro down the highway when a gravel truck pulled up in front of him from a side road. The truck showered Joe's new car with rocks from the truck, and the truck driver was oblivious and just kept driving. Joe got the license plate number on the truck, got off the highway, called the highway patrol. They gave him the owner company's name and address. He called the company and got a hold of a snarky manager who said, "You have to come to the plant right now so our fleet manager can look your car over. You're just trying to get a free paint job." And Joe said, "Dude, my car is 3 weeks old. Bring it in anyway, blah, blah, blah." So they had this kind of interaction that was not pleasant. And Joe said, "Well, I have a better idea. I'm going to go to my lawyer first. I'm going to ask him if I'm making a mistake by going in to see these people when obviously they have an attitude." And he said, I just want to make sure that's not a stupid thing to do. And then he said, "Should I file a complaint with the company, the police, insurance? What should I do?" He went to a lawyer, asked first off, what should he do? And secondly, asked if he has a case or no case. And let's see, it's futile, right?
Yeah. So I want to make sure I understand the rules here. Yeah. And, I mean, I know we've been doing case or no case for 6-plus years, but it would only be a case if he filed with some sort of agency, like a court, or if there was some sort of adjudicative body that could rule whether or not there was liability and had to pay. If he goes to the company and just makes a complaint to the company, and the company ultimately says, "Okay, yeah we'll fix your car." That's not a case.
No, okay. that's a claim.
Okay. Yeah. Well, look, it cracks me up. You see this. I don't see them as much anymore. I wonder if something has happened. But usually you see these gravel trailers, trucks, and you know, there will be some sign on the back that says, driver of the truck, or truck not responsible for damage done to car from debris flying from this end.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, nice try. Yeah. I think that they put that on the back because there's a certain portion of the population that, "Oh, my gosh, a rock hit my car. Look at the dent. It just shattered my windshield." Yeah, can't call them. Look at the sign on the back of the truck. And then they don't do anything, right? Now, if they were negligent in what they did, they got responsibility. That's what they have insurance for. So, I say all of that to say that I think that this is a scenario. I don't think it resulted in a case, but I will say that the trucking company or their insurance carrier or somebody on their behalf ended up paying for the damage, but it did not require a lawsuit to be filed.
Okay, Garrett playing for Denise Dirks today. We're alternating hour to hour, to be fair to everybody.
Yeah, fair enough.
Playing for Denise, and what do you think about this? Case or no case?
Well, kind of aligned with Todd, I don't think it ever gets to any type of lawsuit or a claim with some adjudicative body. The cost is just prohibitive to making it worth it. With that said, just to play devil's advocate, defense side, how do we know that it was their rock? Just because, could have been, even though he had the paint job for 3 weeks, maybe it was some other rock. He's following some other construction company. Maybe he was out on his property and doing donuts, and he's like, oh, I got one little rock from this truck, and I'm going to blame them and, get my money.
Dash cam.
Well, if he had a dash cam, right?
Mm-hmm.
More and more often people have one, but
they fingerprint they did rock samples.
Oh, rock
they,
DNA.
They compared the rock DNA from
yes. They did a movie about it. Rock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. No, I would have to agree with Don. No case. Perhaps a claim. Perhaps insurance paid out. If the trucking's company, then his own probably paid out. He got his car fixed.
Well, when Joseph's lawyer heard the snarky attitude of the company, he said, "Listen, you better be proactive. Slow down. Take your time. Let's file a case in court in case this guy's attitude prevails, because you don't want to deal with this. That's my job. It won't be a very big case, no big problem. Let's get it filed." So he did file a case then went in and met the first manager, who was every bit the jerk, and said, "Go see our fleet manager." And the fleet manager said, "I'm really sorry that happened. Let me get this covered for you," and wrote him a check for $7,000 right there. So, yes, there was a case. And his lawyer told him, "You better be careful. If they're going to give you an attitude, you better be prepared. And that's what happened. So he did file a case. He won. Nobody got any money, but the car did get a repaint, and that was the important thing.
Wow, wow.
So that is, and next hour, by the way, the curious case of Joseph Rosefield. Have you ever heard the name before?
Nope.
Joseph Rosefield is from Alameda, California, and he lived there and was a food guy, a foodie, a food scientist. He came up with some products that echo through our lives today and came up with some names that echoed through the lives of the people who came up with the names in the first place. So we'll explain all of that coming up on Case or No Case next hour. In the meantime, though, that's it for this hour. Back to the show.
Well, we only have about a minute left before we head to the bottom of the hour break. Although it was interesting, we were joking around about rock DNA. Look, I did a lot of trials as a prostitutor and then in criminal defense. And the movie or the shows like CSI, CSI Miami, CSI, and all these things, they do stuff. You had to start, as an attorney, you had to start accounting for that in your jury selection. Because you'd have jurors that come back and they watch these things and then wonder why those same techniques are not being employed by the line officer investigating a DUI, right?
Yeah.
Look, they're not going to dust the steering wheel for prints, okay? Yeah. Pretty certain they could prove this dude was driving because he was the only one in the dang car, okay? And so, but you really had to start preparing for that because people had some interesting ideas. When we come back, we have an update for you on the Michael Orr case and what's going on with the Toohey family and the status of his conservatorship on Radio Law Talk. Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. Can be heard on RadioLawTalk.com from 9 to noon Pacific time every Saturday. That's RadioLawTalk.com. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427. How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing, to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-721-4869. 800-721-4869. That's 800-721-4869.
Keep listening for an
U.S.
USA News update. The clock is ticking on a government shutdown.
The impact potentially enormous, with 1.3 million active duty troops and Border Patrol agents potentially working without pay. Close to 7 million women and children will be cut from the WIC food assistance program. There could also be disruptions at the airport if TSA officers walk off the job.
Laura Winters are reporting. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Diane made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly.
Diane was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Feinstein passed away yesterday at the age of 90. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Excuse me, hairnet. Yeah. Need a little of the quinoa salad, please, and throw a couple extra cranny bees on top if you could, and kind of need you to hurry up, Chief. Chop, chop. Next.
Are you serious?
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
I will confess, I have no idea what that is from, the sound bite there that you gave.
I don't either, but it was great because the guy knocks the smart aleck customer out and then goes, rings the bell, next. It's hilarious.
That's awesome. Okay, so look, we'd covered the last, not last couple of weeks, but at least two, maybe three times in the last couple of months, this saga going on with Michael Orr, the subject of the movie The Blind Side with Sandra Bullock, and the premise of the movie was a prominent family takes in a kid who is 18 years old, and he's a senior, and the movie makes it sound like the guy has all this football promise, but he just doesn't have a stable family life, and they were the ones that really, you need to really get in. They pushed him, and had it not been for them, had it not been for the family, as portrayed in the movie, this guy's prospects would have never panned out. And because of the family, he ended up going to Ole Miss, and then he was drafted in the NFL, had a pretty good career for the Baltimore Ravens, and what have you. And it's in the news now because he is claiming, Michael Orr, he's the individual, the offensive lineman, he is claiming that the Tuies led him to believe that he was adopted by them, and it they've held themselves out as his adoptive parents, and then come to find out that he was never adopted by them, that there was a conservatorship that was put into place, and up until, and this is the update that we have, up until this last week, he was still, even though he is his NFL career is over with, he was still subject to that conservatorship that was still in place.
Meaning he can't make decisions on his financial assets.
Yeah, and so, and boy, Britney Spears for putting conservatorships in the spotlight, and everybody pushing to get hers done away with, and it was terminated, and now people are looking at it like, well, I wonder if that was such a good idea. You know, she is interesting. But we have an update this week from Michael Orr. What happened with Mr. Orr this week?
Well, I think it's finally done. He's a free man financially, right? He can make his money and spend it how he wants.
Yeah, and look, the reason for the conservatorship, I don't think it was ever really a situation where the Tuohys thought, hey, you don't know how to take care of yourself. And certainly he had an agent that negotiated his football deal, and he was probably in charge of his own money and stuff. And it's just to clarify, the reason they needed a conservatorship way back then was it was around the time that he was still in high school, maybe toward the end of his high school career, but he was being recruited by the NCT or by Ole Miss, and because the Tuohy family were big boosters and supporters of Ole Miss, and you know. Here's the Gestapo-like tactics of the NCAA come in. Well, and almost taking an attitude of, well, Michael Orr, you're not the biological son of the Tuohy family. You haven't been adopted by the Tuohy family. And the Tuohy family clearly has given you a lot of financial benefit. So you have received benefits financially, and it affected his NC2A eligibility. Because this family was nice to him and put a roof over his head, gave him clothes. And one of the ways that the NCAA said, look, it wouldn't be an issue if there was a conservatorship in place. And so they put a conservatorship in place so that the assistance that he received from the Tuohy family would not keep him out of the NCAA. Now, to shock, it's not even really an issue today. I mean, there are some NCAA athletes that are paid on their image and likeness that make more than NFL players.
Yep.
But back then, I mean, that was a huge thing. It would have adversely affected his NT2A eligibility. So the question, though, is he thought that conservatorship was going to lead to him being
adopted. Well, he thought it was an adoption, not a conservatorship.
And, he claims that.
Yeah.
But then in the book that he wrote, was it 2011, 2012, he wrote a book where he refers to it being a conservatorship. And so he thought that an adoption was subsequently going to take place afterwards. And honestly, Cal, what do I say? What do I always say when something is involving a copyright claim or some entertainment promo or something out there?
Well, the standard, I really should have an open for this. And now, tips from Todd. The standard tips from Todd is if you've got a book coming out, if you've got a new album coming out, a new song. I'm wondering about this whole, what's her name with the football player, Taylor Swift thing. I'm wondering about this too. Go file a court case and get almost free publicity. Cheaper to pay your lawyer than to pay agencies and buy spots.
Yeah, it's like $350 to file a complaint, and you get these copyright claims. You know, oh my gosh, nobody's buying our song from the 70s. Well, let's go ahead and claim that this new artist went ahead and infringed on the copyright. We'll file a complaint. It makes it big. The sales of both go through the roof.
Yeah,
and then they settle for some nominal sum out of court, and I just keep thinking that they use the judicial system to promo whatever it is they have going. Well, in the case of Michael Orr, yeah, he had a book coming out the same time this lawsuit dropped.
His second book, by the way.
And I would have not known a thing about that book had it not been for this lawsuit.
But it's keeping him relevant, right? He grew big. He really became really famous during The Blind Side. Everyone knew about him. And then that's kind of, you know, the years have passed, and now he's getting big again.
Yeah, he is. And what?
You should start an ad agency.
What, do you think he was teased at all by his teammates in spring training?
Sure.
for the Blind Side movie that came out and
oh, they were jealous. I also think maybe he was running out of money, and his agent said, "Michael, just write another book. That one, the last one was good. Write another book. Don't worry, I'll help you get some publicity for it."
Yeah,
I know a guy.
Yeah, don't you think?
I mean, just the connection or the timing of lawsuits and you know, some sort of memoir or music coming out. It's just amazing. But the conservatorship is over with. Now, listen, he still has his lawsuit going because he claims that because of the conservatorship, the Tuohys got more money for The Blind Side, and he wasn't able to negotiate for rights, and he didn't get paid as much, and you know, it was split. Why did the son, the Tuohy's son, why did he get the same share as Michael Orr? I mean, the movie was about Michael Orr and his situation. The son was an afterthought, you know. And so that lawsuit is still pending. But the issues relating to the conservatorship are now gone because the judge terminated it.
When he said they got rich off of me, and I say, when you sell a bunch of fast food franchises for $250,000 in cash, you don't have to worry about that 15 grand from The Blind Side and Michael Orr's financial impact in your life.
And that's the thing. They were independently wealthy before and after they met him.
Yeah.
And they had some, a restaurant franchise, right?
Yeah, several. Yeah,
and they made millions selling that, far more than they made for that. For the, you know, there's two ways you get paid on the, or more than at least two ways you get paid on the book, or on the movie. One is to option the rights for the book that was written to a movie studio, and that's before the movie's made. I mean, the movie studio, I don't know if this is going to be big. There are millions of dollars paid and thousands of books and rights that were optioned to Hollywood to make books into movies where the movie was never made.
Yeah, most of which are speculative projects, wouldn't you say? Yeah.
And so you're not going to make as much on that, but then you have to negotiate what you're going to get as a result of the movie if it is made, and still it's speculative. I don't know how that movie's going to do. They don't know, and they're negotiating how they negotiate. So
the futures.
Yeah. So that is Michael Orr, The Blind Side. We're heading into another break. We come back. Got more stuff to talk about. J.P. Morgan Bank. Well, they're gonna pay the piper a little bit as it relates to the Jeffrey Epstein thing. And the U.S. Supreme Court is going to weigh in on what's the difference between the word and the word or, and how does that factor into sentencing guidelines and sentencing in federal court? Don't go away.
This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the program will continue in just a little bit.
This is Radio Law Talk. Radio Law Talk. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Oh, you're hungry?
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Well, why didn't you say something? You could have gone out.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
All right, that one had to be the Andy Taylor show. I mean, that sounded like Andy talking to... Oh, good heavens.
When Aunt B decides to no longer make lunches.
That's right.
Yeah, so that was the episode.
Yep. All right. Okay, so the Jeffrey Epstein fallout.
It continues.
Yeah. It. Look, it's going to, obviously, and I don't want to minimize the conduct, certainly not seeking to do that, the fallout from that will continue for as with the victims and their family for the rest of their life.
Yeah.
For their lives. But the fallout in terms of people that are going to be held responsible or entities that will be held responsible. Let's take J.P. Morgan. You know, J.P. Morgan, what? They're a financial institution. And they were accused in a class action lawsuit, and again another action brought by the U.S. Virgin Islands, The institution is accused of facilitating the activity. And the accusation were that somehow J.P. Morgan, and by in at least one accusation is by a specific individual who handled the Epstein account, a guy named James Staley, in that what they were facilitating was payouts, things paid to victims, and you know, the argument is payouts to keep a lid on this so that it didn't get made public and stuff like that. And the argument for the plaintiffs is they had a financial interest in doing that, because putting his personal activities aside, Jeffrey Epstein's money made them money. I mean, he brought money in. They managed his accounts. He made money. It's amazing what, you know, allegedly people will look the other way on if they're getting paid on the back end. That's the allegation here in these various actions. Well, in, what was it, earlier in June of this year, J.P. Morgan settled a class action lawsuit over this behavior with many of the victims of the Epstein issue. And that class action settled to the tune of $290 million. That is
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. A lot of zeros behind that two and the nine, right? And then most recently, this last week, J.P. Morgan settled the case brought by the U.S. Virgin Islands for another $75 million. So for those of you keeping score, was it $365 million between two lawsuits in payouts? And I believe J.P. Morgan also settled with the specific financial advisor that was managing the Epstein account. Now, he was terminated, and they had a lawsuit with him that they settled to take care of that. But, you know, when this case came up, Cal had a question. And I remember Cal's question was, you know, what was kept quiet, right?
What are they hiding for all of this money? That's my question.
Yeah.
And where's that information?
And you know, I think that that's, and Garrett and I were talking about this too, I think that that is probably a reaction shared by a lot of people. But there are a lot of considerations that can go into a settlement. Not all of them have to do with hiding something, right? And what are considerations, the things that could lead a company to want to settle a lawsuit, especially a lawsuit that is going to, if in trial, this deal with this subject matter?
Yeah, one, on the most basic sense, you have to pay attorneys, so it's going to be a long, drawn-out battle. These kind of claims, they get discovery, meaning they can start asking for a bunch of documents that may be directly relevant to this issue, but also maybe reveal other information they don't want out, you know, that has something to do with this, but maybe it's financial, how much money they're making, or how much, you know, what they do with the assets, investment strategies, that they want to try to keep quiet. So they don't want that out, and then trials are public. Everyone knows about them. So you got the backlash from the public on what they are doing or what they're not doing. Even if they go through the whole trial and they come out and they're, you know, not liable or not guilty, the public's already made up an opinion about them. And they may just want to just cut this as soon as possible and just get it over with, pay out a little bit of money, because the financial risk moving forward is just not worth the $75 million. They will make more, or they have risk of losing more, not financially, but due to people not wanting to invest in them, their goodwill and all that decreasing.
Exactly. You know, I think that, and this is all speculation, I don't know, is it possible that J.P. Morgan settled because they're like, oh my gosh, we know all this bad stuff that happened, and we have an interest because of our agreements with somebody, and we want to keep a wraps on this, so
yep.
$75 million to protect the reputation of these guys so they don't get found liable or they're not exposed for what they did, and we know they did it, but it's worth it to pay them. Is that a possibility? It's always a possibility in every case, but
the plaintiffs agreed to settle, too.
Yeah, the plaintiffs agreed to settle. I remember, you remember the Capitol riots?
Yep.
So the Capitol riots that happened, one guy was arrested, and he's not too far from here. And when he got arrested, right, come to find out 10 years earlier, he had a charge against him as a that he was prosecuted for, I think the charge was initially rape, and it was it ended up being pled to intercourse with a minor, a 16, 17-year-old. And but technically under the age, a minor. Yeah. And people were talking about, oh my gosh, you know, why'd the prosecutor agree to this? And I remember when that came out, and I remember specifically when it came out because I was the prosecutor. And my phone started blowing up with calls from CNN and NBC and MSNBC and all this kind of stuff, wondering. And here's the odd thing. I hadn't been a DA for years. But I remembered that case because that was one that I remember an article was written by a local journalist about that, and I figured I'm going to get questions. I'd better get my answers ready for all of this. And one of the big things was my practice and our office's practice at the time was we never reached a resolution on a case like that without talking with the victim first and getting by. And I guarantee you if the victim had said, no, I want to go forward, there had been no deal.
Yeah.
Right. And so we had that, and that's the way the case resolved and stuff. And thank heaven I still had notes on that. But that's huge. The plaintiffs agreed to resolve it too, and because in the course and scope of the discovery that you're talking about that would be coming from J.P. Morgan to the plaintiffs, there's discovery from the plaintiffs that would be going to J.P. Morgan's attorneys as well. And so these are, you know, bargained for exchanges where both sides agree, hey, this is what we want to settle it for.
Yeah.
Right? The other issue here with J.P. Morgan is, look, they're an ongoing financial concern. And I think you hit the nail on the head there with, look, if this thing goes to trial, even if they're later exonerated, right, how do you remove, let's say they did nothing wrong, but they've got to go through this whole process of a trial. How do you remove that from the public eye when you're out there trying to advertise and somebody, I don't want to put my money with J.P. Morgan. The word Epstein and J.P. Morgan are going to be linked, right, yep, wrong, for people that didn't follow the trial. They just remembered there was this accusation.
Well, I'm still seeing Johnny Depp Amber Heard memes floating around.
Absolutely.
It's the same thing.
And so it's like, look, the sooner we can get this out of the public eye, if there was no wrongdoing.
Yeah.
We have a vested interest in doing this. And so could there be something, you know, oh, we had to protect so-and-so because, you know, I suppose that's always a possibility. But it's really difficult. And you could probably spend an entire career and a lifetime trying to speculate why somebody chose to settle, right?
Yeah. I mean, the Virgin Islands could have pushed me like, no, there's so much dirt here. Let's push the trial. They don't have to settle.
Yeah. So that's 2 hours. Come back for hour number three. We got more case or no case. We're going to talk a little bit more about law school, and we're going to actually get to the law. Don't go away.
Nice. This is Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned as the big broadcast continues at 6 after the next hour on RadioLawTalk.com. So if it's not on your radio station next, just remember, 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, RadioLawTalk.com. You can stream the show free or podcast any previous episode. We'll be back.
Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com. You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.